just pray for a minute together. Father, Tatiana said it is a critical time, not only for Ukraine, but for the world. We hardly know what to say, but we offer a prayer, heartfelt prayer to you, that you would stir our hearts to pray for these people, to give what we can to help them, to bring peace, Lord of peace. Amen. Still me again, I fear. Oh, not fear, but it's me. You'll start with me again, I'm afraid, let me say. So we are going to read from the Bible now, and our reading is taken from Mark chapter 1, verses 12 to 18. The baptism and testing of Jesus. Well, just after that main heading. We are on page 1002 of the Pew Bibles. Mark 1, verses 12 to 18. At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. Amen.
Thank you, Sally. So, can go to the BMS website. The way there we can contribute and give towards that appeal and that good work that is going on across that region. But this has been a dramatic morning, hasn't it? And we've heard the stories from Valerie and from Reza of how God has been leading them, and we've witnessed their baptisms today. An important moment for them and also for us as we've been part of this service today. And in a few moments' time, we're going to share together in the symbolic meal that we call communion. But before we do that, before we sort of move on to that, I just want to ask a question. We've witnessed baptisms today. What comes next? What's next for Valerie, for Reza, for any of us who have been baptized? Is this just a simple few minutes finished and then move on? What comes next? And Sally just read for us from Mark 1, the story of Jesus' baptism and what happened next for Jesus. And it's a little bit surprising. It's a little surprising. And I wonder, you might even feel a bit surprised that Jesus was baptized at all. If you think back to those questions that we got here, the kids were helping to hold up. None of these questions surely would apply, would they, to Jesus upside down all the way around? This one in particular, are you ready to have your old life washed away as you turn away from sin? Well, we know that Jesus did not sin, so surely Jesus didn't need to be baptized. Well, Jesus chose to be baptized as an example for us. And Reza and Valerie today have followed that example in being baptized as Jesus was baptized. But what comes next? For Jesus. Sally just read Mark 1 and verse 12. Let me read it again. It says this: at once the Spirit sent Jesus into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels attended him. So the first thing that happens for Jesus after baptism is that Jesus goes into the wilderness, into a desert place, a dry place, a lonely, a difficult place. After the moment of baptism and the celebration and the spiritual high of seeing the heaven open and the Spirit come down and hearing God's voice, God the Father saying, "You are my son with whom I am well pleased. You are my son whom I love." That was the baptism, and then Jesus goes into the wilderness. And there Jesus confronts Satan. Satan, the accuser, the one who is against everything good and true and right. And in Matthew and Luke, if we read those accounts, we hear what Satan says to Jesus. He says, "If you are the Son of God, turn these stones to bread." Satan is questioning what had happened at the baptism. God had said, "You are my son." And now Satan is saying in the wilderness, "Are you? Really? Did you really hear that? Did that really happen? Are you sure?" And Jesus is questioned and tempted. And Jesus refuses to accept those lies. And Jesus overcomes in the wilderness. And that's a confrontation that leads all the way to that symbol, the cross, which stands above our baptistry, where Jesus overcame Satan finally, once and for all, by dying and rising again in victory. Jesus was baptized, and then Jesus went into the wilderness. So what does that mean for Valerie and for Reza this morning? Well, I think what it means is that if after today difficulties arise and questions come and temptations come, then you can know that Jesus has gone before you, that Jesus has experienced those temptations and those difficulties before you and has overcome. And actually, not just Valerie and Reza, but all of us this morning can know that Jesus has that experience of being in the wilderness. And so when we face those moments, and we all have them, I'm sure, where life just feels hard, Jesus has been there. Jesus knows that experience, and Jesus is ready to walk with you on that narrow journey that Valerie mentioned in her testimony. And when those questions come, Reza and Valerie, then I want you to remember the words of the song we were singing and our musicians were leading us in as you were baptized. That song which we sang, "I am who you say I am. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am." And I would invite you today to allow that song to be an anthem of your life going forward from this day onwards. This is the Iranian New Year today. On this first day of the new year, let's allow that song, "I'm a child of God, yes I am," to drown out whatever other voices and sounds and influences may be questioning the reality of what's happened today. And once again, not only for Reza and Valerie, but for every one of us this morning, whether or not we've been baptized, that is true, that Jesus looks at you and looks at me and he sees a child of God, because that is what the Father sees when he looks at us. And so this morning we notice that what comes next? Well, for Jesus, he goes into the wilderness. Let's be ready for that experience. Not fearing, but confident. Jesus has been there before us. Jesus walks with us through these moments. And the second thing that happens, and we'll more briefly, is that Jesus goes on to proclaim good news. Verse 14, Jesus went back into Galilee. He doesn't stay in the wilderness. That wilderness doesn't last. It's 40 days. And then Jesus comes back into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. And what is the good news that Jesus has to share? What is it? The good news is simple. God is at work. God is moving. The kingdom of God, Jesus says, is near. Repent and believe. God is at work here, this morning, in this place. We've witnessed it. God is at work. Repent. That means turning away from our own way, turning back to God, and believe that God is at work. That good news that Jesus came to proclaim is good news today. And Reza and Valerie, you are now part of this good news. I wonder if you noticed the last part that Sally read for us. Jesus goes to a fisherman and his brother and calls them to follow him, to be part of this good news sharing and proclaiming. And that is you now and me. Those of us here who are part of the family of God, who are followers of Jesus, we're part of this good news spreading. And we're going to talk much more about that here at church over the coming weeks. Jesus proclaims good news. We have good news, and we're about to celebrate good news as we eat and we drink. The good news that Jesus does go into that wilderness place and on the cross an even deeper and darker wilderness, but does not stay there. He comes back, he rises from the dead as they went into the water and rose from it again. And that is an offer, that life is an offer to every one of us here today. And so we're going to sing a song, I Cast My Mind to Calvary, inviting us to think to that day that Jesus died for you and for me, overcoming Satan, overcoming the temptations that we face to bring us life. And we praise the name of the Lord our God. So friends, if you're able to stand, we're preparing for communion. Let's stand and let's sing, I've cast my mind to Calvary.